Hello, Ketawantok. You hear a kamlo Pacific Waves from RNZ Pacific. Me, Nemblumi Koroi Hawkins. First up.
Cabinet last week has put on hold all these repatriation flights until such time they see safe for the locals here.
Samoa extends its national lockdown measures as more COVID cases are confirmed in isolation. Also, authorities in Tonga are working to expand telecoms capacity in the kingdom to help people communicate with families overseas.
So if you haven't been able to get through to your loved ones, just keep trying. Hopefully you'll get through soon.
And help is on the way to Tonga from Auckland, with community members working around the clock to meet shipping deadlines. Samoa's cabinet is suspending all repatriation flights as it grapples with an outbreak of COVID-19 in managed isolation. Five local nurses who were tending to COVID-positive patients are the latest to test positive, bringing the total number of cases to 20. The outbreak started on Wednesday last week after positive cases were confirmed among a group of passengers on a repatriation flight from Brisbane. Our correspondent in Apia, Aotangawaya Tipi Aotangawaya, joins me now. Talofa Lava Tipi, please bring us up to speed with the latest developments.
The latest we know as of yesterday, the Madam Prime Minister, Fiumena Aumimataapa, has made another announcement extending the lockdown to Thursday at 6 p.m. But today, Tuesday, there was some easiness in the restrictions, where shops were open at 8 in the morning and closed at 2 p.m. this afternoon. So only banks and money transfer were allowed to open, as well as petrol stations and pharmacies for people to get their medicines. But works are still closed down until further notice. So that's the change from yesterday before the announcement at 6 in the evening. Also, there was an announcement from the Prime Minister that five more additional cases to the 15, and that makes a total up until now to 20. So the five new cases are nurses working at the isolation ward for the COVID-19 at the National Hospital.
Right, and they have been spent their whole time in isolation. Have they been home since they were infected?
Yes, or? That's according to the Director General of Health in a media conference last evening. And these team of nurses, you know, they were tested positive while they were still working in the isolation ward.
Right. So as far as they're concerned, things are still contained in isolation.
Things are still contained in isolation, so still no community spread of the virus.
Oh, that's good to hear. If my memory serves me correctly, is this the largest cluster of cases in isolation that Samoa has seen since the start of the pandemic?
Yes, since the start of the pandemic. You're absolutely right, Koroi. This is the first time ever we had a big number of positive cases of COVID-19. In the first year of the lockdown up until the beginning of the second year, we had, you know, one or two cases of positive COVID-19 from these repatriation flights. But this is the first time, and this was from the flight last Wednesday from Brisbane, Australia.
Yes, definitely. And are people worried? What are people saying?
People are worried. There's no question on that. People are worried because now we have the first five local cases of COVID-19, but thank God they're still in isolation. But the cabinet is now considering to stop all repatriation flights from Australia and New Zealand, but they're only allowing cargo flights to bring cargo, especially medicines, to the country. But repatriation flights, they are now considering to put on hold until further notice.
Right. When you say considering, they haven't formally announced that that's...
Well, they were considering, but according to the chairman of the National Emergency Operation Center, Cabinet last week has made the decision to put on hold all these repatriation flights until such time they see safe for the locals here.
Yes.
And then they will be open up again.
Just remind me, vaccination rates are quite high. Are they in Samoa?
We're still on the 86%. We're still We haven't got any update yet from the Ministry of Health. But yes, it's a high rate of vaccination. The first jab is about 96%. The second jab, it's now 86, almost 87%. But the vaccination sites are all closed until further notice.
Thank you, Tippi. Thank you for the update. We'll be keeping a close watch and probably calling you again later in the week.
Okay, my friend.
Thank you. Authorities in Tonga are working with local telecommunications companies to expand network capacity in the kingdom after the catastrophic volcanic eruption and tsunami, which killed three people and impacted on tens of thousands in the country. Water, food and shelter are still the priority in the recovery, with at least 150 people from the most affected outer islands relocated to the capital. With me is the Speaker of the Legislative Assembly, Lord Vakafanua. Malolei, what's the latest we know?
Based on the latest situation update, those who were evacuated from Mango and Whanui, who were at Namuka, now situated in Dongatapu, and the government and relief agencies are providing shelter, water and food for them, as well as dignity packs. There are also mental health support for those affected. There are counseling services being offered. So they were received with a church service, and then there was a feast to welcome them to Dongatapu. So it was a very important, poignant, and as well as emotional time for those who have come to the main island from the Hawaii.
I've heard the numbers are around 150. Does that sound about right to you?
That sounds about right from the outer islands. They were initially evacuated to Namuka, and there was a shortage of supplies on Namuka, which is why it was probably best for them to be moved to the main island. At the moment, I believe water is still a key issue. However, I understand that these supplies are being handled, especially with the arrival of the New Zealand Navy and the desalination equipment, which NGOs on the ground have been shuttling up to places where they're needed.
The domestic travel situation, are there transportation services, active flights, boats, etc.?
I understand the government is doing its best to restore domestic services. The flights to Hapai were pending the cleanup of the runway, which I do not have an update on as of today.
Right. And the HMS Adelaide en route to Tonga has had an outbreak of COVID. I think 23 personnel was the last we've heard. Are you aware of that, and can you comment?
Yes, I'm aware of that, and I believe all I can affirm is that we appreciate the assistance of the Australian government. However, the restrictions due to COVID-19 are very important for Tonga to maintain its COVID-free status. I believe the government will do what is in the best interest of the people of Tonga given the current situation.
More generally now, I was in Vanuatu after Cyclone Pam, and I understand it was quite overwhelming, the international response in terms of coordinating such a large number of countries and organisations and everyone trying to help at the same time. Is that proving difficult for Tonga?
And I believe the overwhelming response from the international community could potentially overwhelm any small island developing country, such as Tonga. However, I understand that the Australian High Commissioner in Tonga is helping to coordinate the international humanitarian aid that is coming to Tonga.
Oh, that's good. You mentioned the mental well-being and mental counselling for some of the people relocated, the wider community, quite a traumatic event for Tongans. How is there work going on in that space in terms of looking after people Our correspondent in Tonga was saying a lot of people still look quite lost. A lot of people are still fearful about the future and uncertainty.
Yes, this is true. And the current figures from the government is something like around 90% of the population was affected by this. One of the local NGOs in Tonga, Tonga Family Health Association, are providing psychological support to the evacuees.
Thank you. Maybe just briefly on the diaspora and the help that's coming from all over the world. Tongans are all over the world. Maybe a message for Tongans trying to contact family back home still.
Oh, yes. I'm working with, I'm assisting with the local telcos on expanding their networks so that we can get more lines so people can be connected. My message to those who are still trying to reach their loved ones. The High Commission of New Zealand and Australia on the ground, I believe, have set up, and also with the Red Cross, systems for you to check on your loved ones if you still haven't heard from them. At the same time, texting and calling is now available, but it's easier for those in Tonga to reach us overseas. So if you haven't been able to get through to your loved ones, just keep trying. Hopefully you'll get through soon.
Lord Whakawhanau, thank you so much for your time and all the best with the ongoing work.
No problem. Thank you very much.
The Aotearoa Tonga Relief Committee has been working overnight to pack 13 shipping containers to be shipped to Tonga today. Co-chair Jenny Salesa says more volunteers are needed at the Mount Smart Stadium Donation Centre as hundreds of drums still have to be packed. She says people have been so generous and more shipping containers are still needed.
I am still asking for some more containers to be dropped off. All I can actually guarantee you at the moment is that we have 25 containers that have been offered to our committee free of charge.
Earlier in the week, reporter Lydia Lewis also spoke with Aotearoa Tonga Relief Committee Secretary Pakilau Manasi Lua about the work being put in behind the scenes to get supplies and support to families in the kingdom.
Well, we've got a number of containers available, and because of the projected demand, yeah, it looks like we'll fill them at the rate we're doing. At the moment, we've filled six. We've got enough drums outside to probably fill another six or seven containers. And obviously, because today we weren't able to open for the public to bring their donations, we've missed a day. However, we've used today to put the drums that are outside into the containers and to set up our site to be more in line with the restrictions for the red traffic light.
Yeah, absolutely. And have there been any frustrated people? I mean, I know that people have come from across the country to, get their goods in containers. Anyone a bit frustrated about that?
Yeah, there are a few frustrated people, to be honest, and fair enough, because our committee is called the Aotearoa Tongan Relief Committee, and rightly so, they're saying, well, what about the rest of Aotearoa, not just Auckland? So what we're doing is quickly trying to arrange through the kindness and generosity of people like Michael Jones, Sir Michael Jones and Matson, to arrange for some containers to get out to the regions, in particular Palmerston North, Wellington and the South Island, Christchurch and possibly other regions. But yeah, we're definitely working on that now.
Sweet as. When will they be ready up in time, you know, for example, tomorrow, to be able to get stuff there leaving on Wednesday, or will that be in a different ship?
It'll probably be a different ship because we're working to a tight schedule to get the lot that we have now here in Auckland across to Tonga on the ship on Wednesday. Roughly about 12 that are on site that we know will get filled into the containers and off to Tonga. So altogether about 1,000 drums, 1,000 plus. So yeah, that's where we're at the moment once these are all gone. But we will, you know, given the demand and people who are still looking for drums, we could probably do with another 8 to 10 containers all up, or even more.
Yeah, absolutely. And where are people finding these drums? What is your message to families struggling to find drums? Where can they get them, or who do you want to have to donate them?
Yeah, we've made a call out to families to try their best to source and purchase drums wherever they can. Drums are preferred than, say, wooden crates at this stage because of space, or boxes, cardboard boxes, because they crumple in the inside. And we've just preferred 44-gallon metal drums are the ideal, or anything close to that, or even plastic ones that are similar volume.
Absolutely. Are there any other messages that you want us to get out to the community today?
Just to be patient. You know, we've gone into the red traffic light system, so we're trying to adjust our site to be as safe as possible, hence why we have closed to public. And we're just using this time to put the containers that we do have outside into the containers now. And so, sorry, the drums into the containers.
RNZ Pacific understands 25 containers are scheduled to be sent to Tonga this week if they're all packed in time. That's the end of Pacific Waves for today. Remember, you can download us free to your device from Spotify, iHeart or Apple Podcasts. And if you're using Apple, please leave us a rating so others can also find us. Mo mea.